Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Doo-doo-doo-doo.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiancé.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day Beyoncé.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Worst idea ever.
What?
Best that we say, I'm going to get my new fiance who's coming to America the first time, a dog.
Oh.
See, I thought that was
a
cute.
A tiny puffball of a dog.
I disagree. I think that's cute.
No, no. The dog's going to have... You're basically giving a tiny baby to that person. So the stress... of moving to this country.
No,
this is a bad idea.
I agree with you in that it's a bad idea because we're in our 40s but when you're young and 20, I bet she'll be like, yay, a puppy, and she'll bring that dog with her everywhere. She'll be able to use this little Pomeranian, I think. Use this little Pomeranian in her Instagram photos. I think it's going to go over well. I think it's a
terrible idea.
I would never do it now. Ever, 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 ever.
Don't get someone a dog as a gift. Unless you've been married for like 10 years and your dog just died and your wife or husband desperately wants another pet.
This is reality, gays, everybody.
Even then, I just don't like the idea of his dogs as gifts.
Unless you know someone says, I want a dog.
Yeah.
I really would like to have a Pomeranian puppy. Then that's a good gift.
Yeah.
I just want to say that we're in video for you people watching on Intimate Portrait. Some of you have asked, and we're finally revealing.
Oh, I revealed it on the Facebook group.
Yeah, but this is timing.
Oh, there's timing.
Our little timer.
His, her, their glory.
Timing didn't really work last episode. Because Poodle needed to talk about Eurovision, and I want to apologize for that.
I'm not talking about Eurovision now.
It went on very long.
I do need to say, I forgot to say this.
Jesus.
The Serbian woman, this bitch just washed her hands during the performance, and I was riveted.
She washed her hands?
She washed her hands, and she sat down
while
she sat down
questions.
The
stop.
Whole... Y'all, Eurovision's all about that. There are lots of questions. As I said... Eurovision is something to keep gay men busy for a while.
I agree with that statement. I agree with it.
Keeps us off the street for like 4 nights.
Keeps you off the street. Boy. Y'all, welcome to part 2 of this episode, season 9, episode 5.
Breast expectations.
Breast intentions.
Breast intentions.
But I like breast expectations is actually
That's the unknown Dickens novel that was abandoned.
That was abandoned quite early on.
When Nipple was born.
Oh, God. Someone had a drink
Not
and
Pip,
it kicked in.
But Nip.
Oh, God.
They called him Nip for the rest of his life. He was going to have a wild adventure with Miss Boobisham.
Miss Boobisham. Miss Boobisham. You love boob jokes. Hey, speaking of Charles Dickens, we're heading across the pond.
We are.
We're going to
England. We're going to London.
We're going to London. We're very
excited. For a week for a podcast conference.
We talked about it a lot last episode.
Hopefully things won't be preempted so much. We think we're going to be able to do it all, but if things do not have a day or late, you guys were traveling. It's a long flight.
Yeah. We're going to try to do a meet and greet. So the way we're going to announce that, we'll announce it on our Instagram. We'll do a special audio podcast episode letting you know. We're waiting on that. Hopefully that works out. If not, if you're walking around London and you see two queens and you go, "Is that Matty and Pooh?" It probably is.
It sure is, love.
Sure is.
And throw a can of beans at me and I'll dance for you.
Woo! Throw little coins at me. Portobello Road, Portobello Road. Y'all, we're getting it out now.
You need to stop doing any of this.
Oh, God.
Does he know that British people don't speak like Dick Van Dyke?
It's true. I'm beyond excited, though.
Me too.
I don't know what it's going to be like us flying 14 hours together. That's going to be rough because we both don't sleep on planes. We're probably going to look like Ari and Benny when they got off that fucking flight.
I may have to be restrained.
Yes, yes.
Or taped to my seat like that person was.
It's true. Anyway, thanks again to our podcast network, Acast, especially to Sarah and Veronica at Acast who really made this happen.
We're going to have lots of stories. That I'm sure of.
You already set the grinder on away on travel.
Ooh, travel mode.
Yeah.
Hey, just looking to find friends when I'm in town.
Because he changed his phone notification, too. So instead of going, it goes, bom, 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 and I just keep hearing, bom, 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 like every 5 minutes.
Boom, 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 boom. Get fucked.
It's simple.
God save your ass.
First asshole on the left and then fuck me till nightfall. He can fuck. You do have fairy dust. You sprinkle it on him.
Ooh, that's great.
We gotta go.
Yo, anyway. It's really bad. Even the guy who emailed us, like Nick, he's like, "I'll be taking care of you." I'm like, "Why am I already in love with your picture?"
It's really bad.
Like
for you.
Effete British boys with beards are my type. It's really bad.
Like Barnaby on Below Deck.
Oh God!
If Barnaby had a beard, he'd be sunk.
If Barnaby had a beard, we'd be in a whole world of hurt.
He'd be in a pickle.
I'd be in quite a pickle.
Quite a pickle. Anyway,
I think, and then we were just talking about our live shows. Y'all go to our Instagram, our link tree on our Instagram to get live show tickets that we all announced all that on the first episode.
And come at us with your London suggestions. We've been
for
long
a meetup.
Time
we don't know the territory. He doesn't know the territory.
We don't know the territory. So again, if you fuck the bartender, unless you're married to him now, don't send us that info.
Especially if you have a link up or a hookup. We're just trying to meet our fans, and we don't really know a way to go about that. So
we don't.
We're trying to find that.
Because it's all at the last minute.
Yes.
Because when is anything with us planned?
Like, we literally found out 3 days ago we were going.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's why, anyway, we're excited.
Yeah.
Anything else? Our ménage à trois.
Ménage à trois.
We Jackie Johnson with Natch Butte. Y'all came at us. You love that. We love doing that collab too. This week we're going to be doing Married to Reality with Teresa and John. And then we're going to record it tomorrow. And then the week after that we'll be with Wahima from Just Call Me Wah.
Just Call Me Wah.
She does a YouTube channel. I am very
melanated.
She does. We're going to talk about. We don't get a lot of people.
She does all the shows
she does. Lalu. So,
yeah.
And we're very excited to talk about
Love is Blind.
Yeah, Love is Blind. Basically,
90 Day.
I kind of worry about Wah because I think she's like us and she's just desensitized and just has to watch terrible trash to feel anything like we do.
The weirdest thing is I don't feel anything anymore. When I do feel something, it's strange.
It's strange. You're like, what's happening?
Eurovision made me feel something when I watched it.
We're moving on. Let's okay.
I'm happy for the Ukrainians.
We are.
They won. Spoiler alert.
Yes. Okay.
Stepania.
Let's just talk about
the song.
I know. Let's talk about Patrick.
You're saying that like I'm a child who has ADD, and you're trying to calm me down.
Yeah,
I know, honey.
I do say it that way. Oh, this is also just y'all. We are sending our love out to our sissies in Buffalo.
Yeah,
that what a horrible, sickening. And so we are thinking of you and sending you all the love that we can for those people affected.
Yeah, and it's things like this leave us speechless, but it's sad. We're having to be speechless so often, and I just don't know when we're going to be able to talk intelligently about guns in this country.
No.
Or even about racism in this country.
No, there was I retweeted a really good article in The Atlantic about just kind of how this person didn't act alone because it was
absolutely not
because of what
it was streamed. It was everything. This is
so, yeah.
This is. I not to go on a political rant because I'm not going to, but there's so many enablers right now on television, on certain networks.
I just know that I think it's important for us to right now for your friends, family members, people you care about that you have close relationships in your life that are Black in this country. Check in on them, ask them how they're doing.
Yep.
Listen
see if
to
they're
them,
okay,
and just. Just let them know that you love them and that you support them.
Yes.
I think that's important to do. All right. Let's talk about Patrick Waxman.
Let's talk about something even better. I wonder if there's back knee. Has to be.
Nah, I don't think so with him because he really
even
likes
with steroid use?
He likes to keep – well, he says he doesn't do – well, no, I guess he does do that. I don't know. I have a feeling we're going to see him shirtless this season.
Yeah.
They've talked too much about his body.
But so, okay, we skipped over the dog, but that's fine. It's a little puffball. It's a Pomeranian.
Again,
I still say it's the worst idea ever.
For her, I think it's going to work. And I wrote, and I'm going to probably regret this, because anytime we say it, really now it's both of us. If we say it, it falls back on us to bite us in the ass. I like Patrick. I think he's
I don't.
Just, I think,
but that's me.
I think he's. I just think he's. I think he is truly a lonely heart, just wanting love.
That I agree with,
and I think that's why I kind of my heart goes out to him.
I think he's going to find out he's got a lot more than he bargained for.
Oh, she's going to eat him alive.
I think he's so. This guy. He has a low self-worth.
Yes.
He doesn't think he should be that this beautiful... She is gorgeous.
She is...
Great eyebrows.
She is a fucking knockout.
And she...
I think he's handsome too, though.
Well, the thing is, he doesn't get it.
No.
And but
I'd let him hit it.
He's consistently going to do whatever she asks.
Yep.
Because he doesn't think he's good enough for her. And it's going to be a mess, and... Both of them are going to wind up getting hurt. I'm going to say this now. She is going to go back, and I will tell you why later.
Okay.
She has already kind of leveraged her bets that she can go back anytime she wants.
Yeah.
And she will threaten him to go back every single time. She will threaten him to go back if John doesn't leave. She will threaten him to go back if he doesn't find a nicer house. That's what it's going to be.
I think it is going to be that. And I think what... I think the only thing that what would make her stay is I think that where I can't believe I'm going to say this. If we're going off other hot-headed Brazilian people and 90 Day Fiancé.
Have a good track record.
Yeah, we do.
Day.
Gino, I think, is going to have more of a backbone than...
She's not Brazilian. She's Panama.
Oh, she's Panama. But when I think about guys...
Larissa.
Maybe
Brazilian. No,
but
Larissa.
I think...
Melissa's from Colombia.
Melissa's from Colombia. Larissa. Who else is
from? Cassia.
I'm thinking
from
of
Jason and Cassia.
Colt's other girlfriend.
Jess.
Jess is from Brazil. Right. So if we just think about.
And Carini.
Carini. But.
Carini. Like, Karin.
All of those relationships we just described, all those men have a little bit more of a backbone and have a little bit more of, even in their own weird way, even Tim have much more of a bit more self-confidence. And what I worry about with Patrick is that he will do anything she says, and that he will change himself so much.
100%.
But what I think is, I guess interesting is a word, but kind of could be terrible, is, you know, a lot of times we talk about the, like, I just talked about this with Emily last episode. The American feels like they have, quote unquote, the power because they have the upper hand. She has the upper hand because he is so codependent. He's going to feel bad that she left her father, left her country.
And she's,
so he's going to just do whatever he can to make her feel comfortable because he's going to feel guilty for taking her from her country.
She, and she's, I mark my words now. Every episode we see from on out, she's going to go, I go Russia. It's going to be that every time.
Patrick, if you just need me to hold you with your smooth muscled body.
I'm not into it all.
I'm into it.
Give me Boston John anytime.
Oh, boy. That is us.
Give me him just making out with me with his beer breath and going out my neck.
I want Patrick picking me up and saying, do you want the tongue? And I say, yeah, dude.
No, Patrick's going to be terrible at fucking. Boston Rob, if he Boston,
he's teachable.
Boston John, if he can get it up after not drinking so much. Fucks.
By the way, Boston Sissies came at us and they said, "You're right. I do sound like four people." They all admitted it. They were like, "Yes, they were proud of it."
It is true. Anyway. I will say, between Boston and Philly, I've never felt so unsafe for my safety in 3 days.
And so turned on.
Exactly. And I've fucked a lot of crazy guys.
It's true.
They're my type.
That's true.
So
we meet her, actually,
We meet her in Montes Claros.
Montes Claros.
And, y'all, she's a model. She's beautiful. We knew she was.
She's leaving in 2 days.
And she said, Patrick is handsome, muscular, sexy, and... She's like, I'd never spoke to an American before. And she even says, it's hard to find a good man in Brazil.
She said, guy, you know, Patrick.
That's revealing.
It is. And also wonder if it's revealing that she says, I've never spoken to an American before. I went, we'll see.
I wonder why she would say that. And she didn't really elaborate. But she said, they're not going to take you out for dinners. I think she wants to be treated well. She is definitely going to be treated well by Patrick.
She's spoiled.
100% she's spoiled.
She's a spoiled brat. 100%. She's always gotten what she's wanted in life.
And there's some other red flags here, you guys. She says, my dad is my best friend. He never accepted any of my boyfriends. So there's already
He even tried to beat one of them up. Like physical violence.
Yeah. And the kicker here is he doesn't know she's moving for good.
What?
She's just traveling. So it's not, I'll see you when I see you. Or it's not, I'll see you. It's not,
I'll see you in 2 years when I can actually come back and visit.
Right. It's not vaya con Dios. It is like hasta luego. That's Spanish, not Portuguese, but...
I don't know what either of those mean.
See you soon. See you soon when I see you. Next time around.
Ciao, bitch. That's Italian.
This is her saying, it's easier for me to tell my father that... She's like, and I've told Patrick that my father likes him. That's also a lie.
That's also a lie.
My father despises him.
My father doesn't like anyone. Which is saying something, because I bet Patrick gives good interview when he meets a parent.
Yeah, I bet. I think you're right.
So maybe that's an we don't know. We don't know. But we meet her grandmother's beautiful as well. And she's talking to her grandmother, and she's like, you know, I'm happy you're living your dream. And the grandma's like, she's crying. She's saying, she lifts us up.
And also what's interesting here is, she lives very close. All her family lives very close to one another.
Yes.
So her parents
are divorced.
Yes. But still.
But her mom and dad still live close.
This is an enmeshed family.
Yes.
And I don't think it has hit Thais how hard it's going to be without her family to depend on.
No, very enmeshed.
And so I can see her having lots of problems. What's wrong with you?
I'm just itching my foot.
Oh, I can see her having lots of problems. When she comes to America, and grandma, and she said, my dad's my best friend. He comes over later. He is hot.
Isn't it funny? Isn't it? I just want to say, isn't it funny Now, I know she doesn't per se live with him. She's so close to her family, but yet she cannot stomach the fact of Patrick's brother John living in the same house.
It is interesting, isn't it?
When nobody lives with her, but still you wonder if she would have had a problem with that if he was moving there.
Well, it is because she's already said, this is my house to him. And you called it. She's a spoiled brat who gets everything she wants.
And look, I think there's a balance. It is, quote, her house. It's her home. It's his house.
Yeah.
There is, you have to look at the reality as, yes, you're moving there, but he is the one that paid for it.
Yeah.
So it's...
I will say this.
The fact, though, that she just claims it is that she can make every decision.
It's not the most ideal situation being in a new place with a roommate. But I think I would have to keep telling her. I don't know how permanent John's staying there is. But I would, if I was Thais, instead of fighting it, I would say, why don't we make a plan that in 18 months to 2 years, we have our own place. And that way
she's not living in the real world. But she's a model in Brazil and gets what she wants. She says, I want donuts. They suddenly appear. She says, I want penis. I find it over here. She's a model
living
in Brazil.
That was cut from Evita. But they changed it to model living in Argentina. Different lyrics altogether. Anyway, I usually hate your made up song, but I enjoyed that one so much.
You're welcome.
You know what? You know I enjoy them when I join in. Otherwise, I just watch you like true. Make a failure of yourself.
My face is red.
Cut okay. From Evita.
Okay. We're going to talk about this now. This dad could dick me
he
down.
He is good. Hot and hung as fuck.
Oh, it is
y'all,
so...
Y'all, you know about Brazil.
Oh, y'all. It is like... It is so thick. You don't know if it's a penis or a planet coming at your face.
Planet, I would maybe a comet.
A comet, yeah.
There goes Hail Bob.
Oh,
Hail Bob.
Hail Bob.
I've been watching too much about Heaven's Gate. That's why.
Wow.
I just break down the show. Oh, if you're on the intimate portrait, you're holding my drink right now. Mm-hmm.
You're holding Poodle's
drink. I'm
trying
to hold the mic and my pad.
And it's very gay the way you're doing it. You're just kind of like, ooh.
I need a coaster.
Here, use this one right here.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Has a J on it for Jaybird.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Also, dad is our age, right?
Yeah, I okay. No, he's younger than us.
No, I think you're right.
Yeah, I noted that too.
Boy.
I wonder if that's how it's going to be from now on when we just say, they're younger than us.
Yeah, it's going to be hard. He is, he reminds me of one of my famous favorite porn actors. His name is Marcello. Ooh, I love that guy. He looks just like him.
Wow. So, y'all, Patrick's got a facial. And dad gets...
Sorry, you said facial.
I know.
And I went somewhere else.
With Marcello. Dad basically said... And she even says, I'll be back. If I don't like it, I'll be back. Now...
We will say Patrick does all the facial and everything he says because she's so gorgeous. He jokes about it, but he says, I need to look good so that way she doesn't pick somebody else for me.
I mean, to be honest.
He means that.
To be honest, the whole weightlifting thing, the whole bodybuilding thing is because his self-image has never been good. Honestly.
For him, yeah, I think so for sure. It's really, he's just trying to like build up that exterior. Yeah.
Trying to make something on the outside, put up scaffolding for what's there. Yeah. Doesn't matter how hot he gets.
I know.
He'll never feel it.
I would, though. I would rim him, though. I bet his you're, asshole tastes
you know
like
what?
Brahms ice cream.
The problem is just you're delicious. In caretaker mode, and that's been your problem with relationships. You
probably.
Wanna make him feel good.
I know.
And you'll wind up depleted after all of it, and I just read you for a filth.
It's 100% true. I'd still do it. still, it's his brown eyes. I got a brown eyes thing. Oh, they're so pretty. They're such a pretty couple with his eyelashes. He's so handsome to me.
Bleh.
I'm into it.
Anyway, so
Sissy's come at me if you make bad decisions.
The father
too.
Says the father gets emotional and she's like, you know, you raise her and then she leaves like that. I don't know what to do. And what's interesting is she probably the reason why she can't tell her father that she is leaving forever is because part of her doesn't really think she is. That's where I am.
I thought so too, because I felt like it feels, this is what I thought, and this is what I wrote. I went, this is real for him. This feels like a game to her.
That is 100% what it feels like. Yep. And it's not even that, I don't think she's being super deceptive. I think she's being deceptive with herself.
No, I think she's just like, this will be fun.
Yeah.
Again, it's going to be the dog. I bet she probably said she wanted a dog because she's like, I want a puppy. And then she's going to get a puppy and be like, and he's going to have to train the dog. Like, she just doesn't seem, and maybe we have the wrong.
John's like, aren't you a cute little fucker?
Even John, yeah, was like, come here.
You want some beer? What's your name?
What's your name?
What's your name, Scratchy?
I think I'm going to name him Rufus.
Sam Adams.
Sam Adams. I do like Sam Adams. Good beer.
Oh, you're going to go feed Thais. You got to feed Sam.
Got to go feed Sam. Sammy. So,
right, Sammy Adams?
Yeah.
I love John.
Don't you think, though, the dad knows that she's going if he's crying that much? If he doesn't know that she's leaving for good, if he's just crying that much for traveling, then this relationship is too close. I would wonder
what he thought with the cameras there.
I think dad knows.
I would wonder, he's like, so why are these cameras here filming my daughter?
No, I think he knows. I think he knows.
Anyway. So he is, you say, getting a facial. He's got his back waxed. He's wearing a gorgeous outfit. He's got his champagne.
He does look nice.
And
I will say, he's picking her up at the airport. Come at me. I know we haven't seen some older episodes of 90 Day. Check out our class list. We're on season 5 on our Patreon.
Sissy sent us pics, actually. She was there when she came in.
Yeah, she said production crew was annoyed with her. But yeah, but what I'm saying, $5 tier on the Patreon and Supercast. We're doing class list older episodes of 90 Day Fiancé, if you're not familiar with that. But an $8 tier if you want to listen to this without all the commercials. You know, if we ever offered this show without announcement, we could probably charge $20 and people would fucking pay for it. But you know what? You need to go with what's going on. We're doing a lot. Sorry. We got to tell you things. Yeah. Don't come at us anymore about announcements.
We're trying.
I don't give a shit. So, but what I was going to say, by far, to me, the best flowers to an airport 90 Day Fiancé.
I will agree with you.
They were gorgeous.
They were gorgeous.
He got thoughtful. He didn't pick them up at the grocery store on
the way.
They
weren't like shitty roses.
No.
Y'all know who I'm coming at.
He called a florist. He had them made. It was beautiful.
They were. Thank you for saying that. They were
Patrick,
good.
Bring me flowers. I love you.
You need to process all this.
I don't need a bed of roses. Sorry.
Yeah. It's a good song, though.
It's a good song.
Talk about the key.
Fuck me as I am.
Wow. So, the next, he's basically, there she comes down, and he's like, hope she isn't too tired for sex.
When he said that, I was like, okay.
And then he's like, want my tongue?
That turned me on.
He's just a douche.
Oh, I don't think he's a douche. Now, I don't want to have a conversation with him because after 5 minutes, how many types of more protein powder can we talk about? Like, I don't think
there's whey protein.
he's the Bubba Gump of protein powders.
There's pea protein, but I don't like that. There's mung bean protein.
Don't forget, there's your egg protein, but it makes you farty.
Yeah.
Anyway, there he is. She's like, I need to record a video. Because of course this douche has a Tesla that drives itself.
He does.
And And he is like, and he's like, sex in America. He's like, we have to maybe a quickie with John. She's like, sex in America.
Now she seemed to be into it. So I think that's probably a thing about them. Yeah. And you,
how close is your bedroom to John's
he's
bedroom?
He's like, close. It's like,
Poco.
And she goes, he's going to hear things. So I think that's probably the one good thing about the relationship is the fucking.
Yeah. And also later on, she basically says, if it's difficult with us, I would go back, no problem. She says, and I guarantee
you said that nicer than she did.
Yeah,
she said it. You said that like, you know, if things are rough, and I'll go back. She says it like it was a threat.
Oh, that's what I'm saying. And what I wrote after it, she's gonna threaten every single time it doesn't go her way that she'll say, "I'll fine, I go Russia." It's gonna be every single time.
And it's not great that when you think of a list of probably the most inhospitable people to live with, John's going to be at the top of that.
Yeah, he is.
Because I think John is going to be drinking at 10 a.m.
Nine,
yeah. Yeah.
I've got a soft spot for John, y'all. Yeah. I don't know why.
John and Patrick are the reasons why we make bad decisions.
Patty!
Yeah.
Want to drink a beer with me? It's 7 a.m.
Because if you would, and you would drink a beer with him and then try to make out with him by 10:30. So you can call me all you want on Patrick, but John is look in the mirror.
No, we have different motivations while you make bad choices.
No,
though.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It not to shade us. It's kind of say this is it's interesting how these play out on this show. Actually,
I'm done talking about that. Let's do Ari and Beanie. There's not a ton. We arrive at JFK.
Really, not at all.
Janice and Fred are picking him up. Janice has got her crazy sign in her glasses. And I wrote, finally, the real love of Beanie's life, Janice.
Janice.
Y'all, if you look at Beanie's Instagram, Janice is featured in like every frame.
Y'all, because Janice knows Ari's going to cheat on him with someone else, and she wants to see her grandbaby. Ding, 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 ding.
Janice might be one of the most pragmatic people in 90-day history.
Yeah, some people have problems with her. I don't.
Like, she sees years ahead.
I think Janice is, yeah, pragmatic's a good word. When we look at someone like the way she, especially what we saw next week, like, I'm getting to where I fucking can't stand Jabri's mother. And I really liked her, but now I see her as such a meddler, like a mother Debbie.
No, she's a meddler.
That is not Janice to me. Now, Janice does say, though, I went, good for you. She said, you know, there's a lot of things we want to talk about, but they just got here, so we're not going to throw all that stuff on them right now.
We're going to wait till 2 hours later.
At the apartment.
When neither of them have slept for 20
hours.
When
they're even more tired.
In front of their baby.
Y'all, Ari and Benny look like Poodle and I after we had our Tennessee Williams party when we were roommates. Oh,
that was a rough time. That was a two-day hangover for me. Y'all, if you're in your 20s, first of all, if you're in your 20s, early 20s, you're not getting half the references on our show.
No.
But if you're in your early 20s and I say two-day hangover, you're like, why would you ever have one of those? Your 30th birthday will come.
Your 30th birthday.
And then you will know what a two-day hangover is.
You will drink thinking, I'm going to do it like I did when I was 22.
Age is cruel. Aging is cruel.
It's cruel.
Yeah.
So, yes, they get to this apartment. It's a fine apartment. Ari's like, this is bigger than what we wanted, but okay.
Did you hear when she's like, I slept like the whole way. Beanie took care of the baby because Beanie's like a zombie.
He's like, I don't sleep well.
And remember, y'all, she's always had a nanny since that they've paid for.
Always.
So she's
are they going to live in this apartment and not have a nanny?
I think so. She's never really,
who's going to braid her hair? God, that was gross.
Can you braid my hair? I know you're busy, like, going to leave and, like, packing and shit, but can you braid my hair? So, Janice, it's like, it's so hard not to think about what's next, but let's let them do this. And Avi looks so cute. You've said this before, but I totally agree. One of the cutest 90-day babies. Really adorable child.
He's very cute. He's very cute.
And it's interesting. What did it say? I don't understand what this means.
Oh, riveting.
Oh, this is it. And Benny's like, I'm kind of worried about what her family is going to be like. And Ari's got a great line. She's like, I guarantee you, no one's going to throw wine in your face.
That, well said.
You found it.
You found it. I guarantee you is right. I don't think they're going to do that.
That was a good one.
That was a good
one. I'll give her that.
And so they get to this apartment, and there's not much. They just look at the apartment, and then that's when Janice basically says,
She's put food in the refrigerator.
She hooked up their cable.
Utensils, cable, high-speed internet.
High-speed, all this, because she did the high-speed internet, because she knows he needs high-speed internet to talk to his family. Yeah.
And then
she said, we did all this. Now, when are you going to pay for it? Because,
I guarantee you this was probably production pushed.
I think so,
that.
Too.
But the way that Ari responded, I know it's 20 hours, but she's like, well, if I would have had a choice, I would have chosen a smaller apartment and like not gotten the best cable. And all I can think of is, and she's like, I think she understood, but she's like, I'll be more appreciative tomorrow. And I guess I was thinking,
I didn't judge her in that moment.
But I was like, just be quiet.
Yeah, she should have said nothing at all.
Yeah.
But she was so I actually was on this one. I was like, Janice, just say, here's all your stuff.
Yeah, she shouldn't have brought it up.
We're going to get out of your hair.
She shouldn't have brought it up.
We're so glad you're here because we're only 5 minutes away.
They're right there. You can see their house.
Yeah, we love you. Have a good night. Go to sleep.
What the thing about this is really going to work out well for Beanie.
Oh.
It's not going to work out well for Ari because she's going to... She's going to feel like that, I can already tell you now, because y'all, and even Ari saying, I'm afraid all of our problems follow us. Here's the thing. Beanie definitely has his own issues, but Ari, all your problems follow you. You're never happy with anything.
She's never happy.
You're the malcontent. You're the one who searches for everything.
And Beanie bothers me, but I think he'll bother me less because... He bothers me so much in the way he deals with his family and the way his sisters spoil and enable him.
I don't know what's going to happen.
We don't have that now. I'm hoping we meet more of Ari's family.
Yeah.
And they get involved.
Oh, they hate her. It's going
to
be great.
But the thing is, too, Ari's family knows how to call Ari on her shit and make her accountable.
But they also treat her like a princess at the same way.
They do treat her like a princess, but I think...
Her siblings less so.
Her siblings less so. And I think, her siblings less so. So that's what I'm hoping. We get more of her family interaction. And maybe we'll even have her ex show up.
Chef's kiss, please. That's all I've got. We should take commercial.
Let's take a commercial.
And we'll be back!
With, how do I put B-Day? And Kara and Guillermo.
I expected breakfast in bed.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal. Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Manny, this reminds me. You know that song from the Four Tops? Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
The minute you walked in the joint, I could see you were a man of distinction, a real big spender.
Uh-oh, y'all. Poodle is singing seductive songs. That must mean we're about to go out on tour again. Ugh, sissy husbands, beware.
Whatever Poodle wants, Poodle gets. Well, you're right about one thing, Maddie. We are going out on tour, but that's not the only reason I'm positively randy. I have spring fever.
Is that something that a trip to the clinic or an antibiotic can fix?
Afraid not. When Piano Cat senses the weather getting warmer, she knows it's time to jettison those jackets and sweaters for items that show a little more skin.
Well, I hate to tell you, Poods, but you still have to cover up a little with those tour costumes. In Chicago, you were actually cited for obscenity.
Fascists! I will wear what I want and no one can stop Poodle Boudreau!
They said next time it would be $1,000 fine.
Maybe I could cover up a little bit.
Leave something to the men's imaginations, but I don't want to wear too much. You know how I get hot.
Well, Piano Cat, I think it's your lucky day. Have you seen the new spring stuff at Quince? They have all the seasonal must-haves, like 100% European linen shirts from $30, performance polos, and versatile flow-knit activewear.
Ooh, I love those Quince performance polos. They're so soft and sumptuous, and they cup my body in all the right places. They're also great for when my daddy and I do country club tennis role play. Mixed doubles indeed.
Wow. As I was saying, with Quince, you can say goodbye to wasting money on clothes that it would only last one season. They've got high-quality pieces that never go out of style that you'll be wearing year after year. I love my blue cashmere hoodie. It's perfect for warm spring days and cool spring nights.
And people can't stop complimenting me on my leather cafe racer jacket that I've been wearing on our live shows. It's super chic and fitted and perfect for keeping me warm in those drafty northeastern backstage areas.
And the best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes.
I love that. But Maddie, I don't think that Quince has cured my spring fever. It's only made it worse. Bring on the men!
Yike. Sissies, upgrade your wardrobe. Go to quince.com/realitygaze for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/realitygaze to get free shipping and 365-day returns.
quince.com/realitygaze.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline.
Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC.
For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching.
There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring.
Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com.
That's Juvederm.com.
I cannot live without B-Day. Can't live if living is without B-Day. Can't live, can't wash pot anymore. Can't live if living is without water shooting into rectum. Can't live without breakfast in bed.
I wish I had a toilet flush, but I don't.
I'm going to say something, and I was wrong. I am sorry. I forgot. I completely forgot Anal So Clean. I forgot
yes,
about Ji-Hoon.
I agree with you, so I'm just as guilty.
But I think it's because I really, people might come at me for this. I just don't want to remember Devin.
No, she was awful.
She was awful, and the way she treated him was so horrible, and I say the word abusive. So I forgot about that.
Yes, he's a man baby, but his family was lovely. He should not be denied seeing his kid.
Yeah.
And I'm more than happy to forget Devin.
Yeah,
so and that awful makeup, y'all. We talked about Jackie Johnson had a lot of opinions about Devin's makeup on our Ménage à Trois crossover with Natch Butte.
She did. So
I want to say one thing before we do get started again. I asked you guys to come at us about communion wine when
you gave
me the bombshell.
Yeah,
y'all. If you where were you when? Was this a 90-day episode? Or it might have been a Below Deck episode.
I told people.
It was a Below Deck episode about communion.
We were talking about communion, and we were talking about communion wine, and I said it was always a nasty white wine.
And I went, pardon me?
And I said, because it always freaked me out when I went to Stoptown Baptist, and they had grape juice, because also it was dark. I was like, why is it grape?
And I went, like, communion wine is red.
Because it's supposed to be the blood of Christ.
Because it's supposed to be the blood of Christ.
Anyway, so you said from that, come at me. And what did you find out?
And you said, It was always white for us.
Always
white
for me.
But it's supposed to represent blood. Why bother?
Mm-hmm.
It would be so much easier.
Mm-hmm.
And what I found out is the majority of people who came at me said, yeah, it was red for me.
Mm-hmm.
But there were like 10% of people who said, ours was white. We didn't ask questions.
Yeah.
It was up to the priest.
It's up to the priest.
So which tells me a lot of gay priests love white wine spritzers.
Yeah, they do.
And they got into it afterwards.
You know, Father Fluchet probably.
White spritzer. Now,
Father Hanrahan was more of a beer guy.
The other thing
he was Irish.
I found out is the people who found out there were white wine at communion were absolutely gobsmacked. They
really
could not believe it.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Because for me, that makes my brain not spin anymore. Why would you choose white wine for communion?
Don't spill it. It's easier when you spill. Because an altar boy always spills the wine.
But it was like you
Jared
never.
Jared Musgrave spilt it right there.
You never asked. Oh, it's just white wine.
No. You're Catholic. You don't ask
anything.
You don't ask anything.
The priest tells you what to think.
That's the number one rule of a religion. Don't ask questions. Did you learn anything from the way down?
I disagree. In the Episcopal Church that I've been singing at for a while, it's all about asking questions.
You don't go to agnostic. You go to a really crunchy Episcopal church.
I do. Well, I don't go there anymore.
I will say, actually, my youth directors and my religious education teachers at my church actually were very much ask questions about your faith. So I joke.
And you're like,
but I grew up with asking questions about faith, even is there God, all that kind of stuff.
And then you said, so why do unbaptized babies go to purgatory? Next question.
Next question. Next question.
Let's talk about Kara and Guillermo. I've decided she's starting to grate on me a little bit. And only because...
Speak to that.
Doesn't it sound like they're
so
frogs?
I think your neighbor's taking a shower.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, yeah.
Y'all, I'm bothered by sounds so
much. God, you've got to
so
live
much.
In a bubble. We've got to get you.
But
you know what? I've been thinking about this. If anybody works at the Getty here in Los Angeles, not the Malibu one, but the one on Sepulveda.
On Sepulveda.
We could do an exhibit where you could actually just live in a bubble at the Getty.
Oh, that sounds amazing.
And you could sell this apartment and just live there. Because you don't mind getting naked and taking a dump or showering
no.
in front of people.
Could I?
But then it would be so silent for you.
Could people come in and I could still have sex with them?
It's the Getty. It's an art museum. Are
Fair.
You kidding? Yeah.
Fair.
You might finally meet a husband there.
Finally?
You are the type that would be with an art gay.
I have
you
been
You were with
before.
That guy, but he moved to New York. That one would have taken.
That's the one who wanted me to move. I told you about that, right? He wanted me to go to New York with him.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a strange sound. Anyway.
It's just water
memories.
Running through pipes.
Now I just thought about what would I be? I would be the wife of a curator. Walking into art openings with holding my little bag. Oh, canapes. We had this last time. Ugh.
You
I much
actually,
prefer the other chef.
You would actually love it because you would be the most fun person there.
I would be. I would make a great curator's
Oh,
wife.
You would because you would just say shit.
I hated the last Pollock exposition we did. Absolute trough.
You would.
So one of the reasons I say that is I know what Kara is doing and I know she's trying to make the best TV episode possible. I said this earlier.
Like we
I don't
said, she's
think
an
there
influencer.
Are, I don't think there are any, there's not real drama with these two. I think for right now, these two are the most likely to get married.
Kara wants to get her real estate license and be on the 90-day version of Selling Sunset.
Yeah.
She is very smart
she,
and very
yeah.
driven.
She is going to do whatever the producers tell her to. She is aware of how she is perceived. She is also aware of how to make things a little dramatic.
Your makeup, it doesn't look that perfect and beautiful
yep.
without knowing what you're doing.
Because yep.
y'all, I mean, I think this is like my top two 90 Day Fiancé makeup.
Wow, that's saying
makeup
something.
Makeup always looks
but
flawless.
I want to say there are some control issues. I think she's kind of aware of them. And I think she'll actually be one of the best on the tell-all. I'm really looking forward to seeing her on the tell-all.
Oh, yeah. Because I think she gives good sound bites.
Yeah. And Guillermo is a... How could you not like Guillermo? He's a star for television.
But different. And I think she's a star, too.
Yeah.
She's a performer. He's just an authentic star.
Yeah, totally.
And
I agree.
If he is a performer, then he's pulling the wool over
no,
our
he's
eyes.
Not. He's authentic. So, we're meeting her family... And she...
Her mother is beautiful.
She is. And she's saying things
piercing
like...
Piercing eyes.
My Uncle Mike's probably going to beat you up. And I think he knows he has to react to this. When I hear...
It felt a little fraudacity, the whole thing.
It felt fraudacity to me. The reason why I say that, you guys, is because I'm sure they've talked about these people before. It felt like we're reintroducing this for the audience now. We're yeah. reminding the audience of who these people are.
Yeah.
And that's why I said this is a little bit of shades of Libby and Andre, where we're trying to introduce this to my parents. Maybe we don't make it you against my family, but not half as bad as Libby
because
and Andre.
Her mother is fine and seems very
Oh, they
common.
All like him.
And Uncle Mike probably was like, hey, I'll be the quote asshole.
Yeah.
to create some conflict.
But I honestly have to say, Guillermo's hard to dislike.
I don't... Oh, no. And he gives good first impression. The conflict for them isn't going to be in these situations. The conflict for them is going to be, in a way, like David and Evelyn.
It's going to
be... They both are very smart and very stubborn.
Yeah, and it's going to be some gender role stuff.
It's little things. Like, I want a computer.
Yeah.
It's going to be that... Which I kind of love, the stuff we fight about, that all couples fight about when they move in together.
I want to say, I was talking to a sissy, and she said to me, she's like, you guys are dead on this. And she said, specifically when you said, all Guillermo, she's like, I have an idea, fiance, he was from this, and she's like, I was making all the money. He asked me the exact same thing for a computer. All he wanted was something that was his.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I was saying. Maybe it's not a computer, but give him something that's his. He won't feel as devastated and emasculated or even just not a person.
It's simple. They ask for a computer and you give him a cock ring. It's romantic. It's his, but you get some use out of it too.
But it's like, it is.
And he'd look good in one.
The thing is, and I think Kyle and Kim and Kyle put this from Cray Cray, you can buy a $500 laptop, like crap laptop.
It is, but they only have, at least from what she says, they only saved like $6,000 or $5,000. That's not a lot of money.
I'm just trying to say, find him something that's his.
Yes.
And you won't feel, you won't have to, you. It will save you so much grief of doing everything else.
Yes. Maybe maybe get like a used laptop on fucking Facebook.
Agreed. And so y'all, we're there. We're,
We find out her dad passed away in 2019. So
and
sorry,
Mike
Kara.
Mike has been her kind of surrogate father for a while.
Yes,
and we get there. It's a cute house.
How do you say her mom's name?
Is Rana.
It, okay,
like Rana and Beverly.
Oh, Rana and Beverly. What's that?
The two women from UCB, Rana and Beverly. Beverly, what are you doing?
Oh, I don't know them.
Oh, come on! No, you do. We saw a show. Rana and Beverly.
Maybe that was a long time ago.
No, I can't do this with you right now.
Because I was like, I hope she knew what her name was. Rona.
No, Rana and Beverly.
Rana.
Beverly.
What is Rana short for? Veronica?
I think it's just Rana.
Oh, I've never heard that name, Rana.
It's like you're a pod person right now. Remember the person who went like this? That's Rana and Beverly.
I don't, but I've never
met. They're an older.
Have you met anyone in real life named Rana?
No.
I haven't.
I'm going to show you who they are. You're like, oh, that's right. I do know them. I love them.
That's exactly what I'll say.
And like, and the utter gall would you say, I don't know anyone like that.
I'm just saying I don't know them.
Anyway, y'all, Uncle Mike says, so I've been stalking you on Instagram because he's been told the producer say that. We find out he was a PI before.
He was a PI.
And Guillermo reacts well with like, ooh, ooh, you know. And this is trying to be meet the parents, but it's a little, the stakes aren't as
high. Again, they don't have problems with his family. Their house is beautiful. The family seems fine. This is beautiful where her mom lives, by the way.
Oh, Virginia's gorgeous.
It is gorgeous.
Virginia's for lovers.
For lovers. And so, you know, even her mom said, usually people say terrible things. And Rana was like, well, you know, I met him when I visited and he was really nice and he seems like a nice guy. And
but
hopefully
time
will tell.
And later on, and
Guillermo even jokes with Uncle Mike and says, you look bigger than I thought. Like, he's already playing into the
so
joke
charming.
Of like.
And she said, what's different than the American girls you've dated? This was a trap, and he did not walk into
it.
He
said,
I've kissed other American girls, but I'd never dated them. He's like, but one night I was sick, and she took care of me, and I said, this is someone I want to marry.
This is what a wife does, and it was so... And mom's over there, because it's 2021, and her husband died just 3 years ago.
Yes.
So it's still on it. Y'all, so maybe he's authentic, or maybe Guillermo's that fucking smooth. Maybe he knows.
Maybe, but
maybe
boy,
he's playing
he'd have
all.
To be the best. Yeah, at that, I will say, if Guillermo
maybe.
Is, if Guillermo's Mr. Hyde, Jekyll, as Uncle Mike puts it, or Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, he will be one of the greatest actors in 9-day history.
Again, we make bad choices, y'all, so we don't know.
Anyway, that's all I've got. Shall we talk about...
I think that's all I have, too.
Eve and Mohammed. That Coke bottle, blowing across a Coke bottle across a grave sound of his voice. Y'all, she's leaving for work. They've obviously had a fuck Sunday okay. last night for...
This is what I'm going to... I've said this before. And so I'm trying to be empathetic. You're a single mom. You're Reba McEntire song. You're a survivor.
You're a survivor.
You're working hard. You're your own business person. You paid for them to come over.
You're a boss babe.
You're a boss babe. I get all that. And you just can't take one day
I wrote
off
that down.
Before you go to work.
I think she took maybe the day off to pick him up. But if you are... in such dire straits that you can't take 2 days off.
Then you don't need to be paying for someone to come over to this country. You are stretching yourself too thin.
I said either this...
Or they can pay for
either it. Either this is staged by production to... And I hate you guys. I hate that we're having to question this. But after a while, we're just like, who does this?
It's just, who would go pick him up? You have one night together... And then you're just like, bye, I've got to go to work all day.
I will say cool. One thing. Production would pay you a certain amount a day. So you could get by. You wouldn't
they
lose
everything.
They
probably won't pay. But they also, I think production, the way production works, it's not by, I don't know if it's by day or by what airs.
Yeah, maybe I think you're right.
So like, I think if you're not on one episode, you don't get paid for that episode
right.
Any day.
Jabri and Miona are dying right now.
That's what we've heard. Oh,
y'all, I just put my feet up there. Uh-oh. Y'all feet freak people are going to get nuts on me. Ooh, you just saw my feet.
I see your feet all the time.
And you're in love with me still.
No, not at all.
So, y'all, they wake up and Muhammad says, I usually wake up with someone saying, tomatoes in microphone. And his perpetually smiley lobotomized face of just
I had this image of him dressed in a Belle costume from Beauty and the Beast just waking up in town and going tomatoes the back there. It just was completely just
when he woke up next to her, he just went probably looked at her that lobotomized face and went
hi. I love you. Did you sleep well?
Isn't it funny?
God, I love this voice.
Out of this couple,
I'm so happy.
The woman who does acupuncture soundy in Albuquerque, New Mexico, is not the weird one.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, there you go.
So y'all, they boonked last night for
they
sure.
Fucked. She said we got in our cardio.
It was a workout.
It was a workout.
And he's like,
she said, I'm sorry I'm leaving you.
When you gone, wake up. I used to wake up hugging pillow. And now I wake up hugging my love.
So he says weird kind of but charming things that make me think that they programmed the robot programming with a good sense of love.
I think
love.
That was what was going on in his and that they put that, the thing over that, his plug-in.
That's the plug-in. That is the plug-in in the back. Yes. I thought it was one
that
of those things
socket.
To make your shoulders, but you're right. It's the plug-in.
Yeah. That was my thought.
Theory proven.
I talk to you.
And he did say,
I expected breakfast in bed because my mommy does breakfast in bed for me. I already miss her.
Now, not a good sign. And he says, where's the bidet? Maybe I can make the bidet. And he said to her, I thought you were going to make me breakfast. And she's like, no, I have to really get to...
I have to go to work.
And he mentions his mom for like the 10th time. He's like,
my mom, she always cook for me.
And she said, here are the greens. Here's the eggs. Beet, tomato. And she leaves. And then it's like, I felt like they should have inserted like,
boop, 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 beep, beep, boop, boop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Boom. Or like elephant, whatever.
Where is the salt?
It's just like,
I will never find the salt.
And at first I went, okay, so he's just playing it on like he's never cooked anything before.
No, he made eggs and greens.
He finally did. But he was like, turned on. He's like, oh my God. Oh my God.
Oh,
the oven. The oven.
I will say, he has a pleasant enough face, but it just looks like someone has fucking lobotomized him.
It does.
There is nothing there. There is nothing there.
I didn't think he was itty-itty until he tries to put the bidet together. Y'all.
I think that could be hard.
No.
It's not?
No, well, the only thing I will say.
Plumbing is not easy.
The instructions are in English.
Yeah.
I will say that. But it doesn't require, y'all, it's a fucking tushy.
He just goes, oh, I'm done with that.
It's not hard to
do. B-Day is too hard.
You take the toilet seat off, you put it on, you put the toilet seat over it, screw it on, and then you hook up the, maybe I'm a son of a plumber. Maybe it's easier for me. I'm too close to this.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Maybe.
So, anyway.
But the fact that he couldn't even figure anything out, and he just puts it down and goes, this is retard. Oh my God.
I wish my mommy were here. Now, y'all, she comes in. She's in a minivan. She's hard, working hard for the money.
She is.
She brings her son home. Remember, her son has
Theron.
Special needs. I think she said autism and Downs.
I don't remember what.
But this is someone who, and
they video chatted a lot.
Honestly, and so
they've never met.
And I will say, to give Muhammad credit here, you guys, he comes in, he hugs Theron immediately, and the kid's like, oh, yeah. And the kid, like, loves
him. It was very touching.
Loves him.
Theron is like, this is so cool. This is so cool. And then Muhammad even said, when I saw him, it was amazing, and I hugged him, and that hug made me feel like I was home. And I went, don't make me love you, robot. Don't make me love you.
The only question I have, and maybe we haven't gone over it. Does he expect kids of his own, Muhammad?
I don't know. I don't think he knows how kids are made. I don't think he knows.
Where do babies come from? I know we fuck, but do babies come from your butt?
He doesn't understand that if he shoots his creamy creamy, it will, in 9 months, it makes a dreamy dreamy baby. I don't think he knows that.
Because, why? If you can...
Oh, because...
If you can cream it, you can dream it. That's why I always raw dog, because I'm an American. And I would raw dog that Egyptian, and I'd have my American baby. Even though it's half Egyptian, it would
be
American.
Because
it came from my vulva.
Sissy found her because she works at like smoke warehouse or smokes a lot.
Okay.
Smoke chalet.
No, Sissy got a picture with her. She literally works at the fucking cash register at smoke chalet. And that's where she works, y'all.
Y'all, I think if you can find baby girl Lisa in the wild, you get a picture.
You get a picture.
I'm not going to hate on you at all. Is she reprehensible? Yes.
It's kind of like...
Thank you for doing your job, Sissy.
Thank you. My advice, don't ask her if she listens to our show, because that's not going to go over well.
It'd
be like Natalie. If you see Natalie in St. Petersburg, Florida... I want you to get a
picture. I want a
picture
because I want to see that cuckoo makeup and whatever face she makes.
Yes. Okay, we take picture.
But thing is, y'all, we want pictures of all these fuckers.
But with y'all with them, I don't need pictures.
No,
with them.
I don't
Some
need
of them,
them,
but not any. Very few.
I want to just did say one thing. They're having dinner later on, and they're like, how's the food? He's like, how is food? Mommy did a great job.
And it was so like Theron just looks at him and he's like, he's so cute. Like just the innocence of this kid. Oh,
and
so
then Eve says, so you'll be taking care of him during the day.
Excuse me, what?
So
I saw that and I couldn't believe it was true. I was just waiting for you to actually confirm that.
So.
Okay, preface.
She's got herself a babysitter, y'all.
Preface, we're not parents. We don't know how hard it is to be a parent.
Especially of a child with special needs.
But she got herself a babysitter, y'all.
And maybe this was a grand plan all along.
But it wasn't talked
good
about.
Good for you, Eve.
Eve is fucking savvy.
Now, so she's got a fuckboy and a babysitter.
Who doesn't know how to add 2 + 2.
Now, the issue here, my issue is you're going to leave your child alone with this guy.
Never.
And
I would never do this.
Who has special needs. And she says, you know, I don't have to pay someone to babysit now.
Is her husband or ex-husband okay with this?
That's a good question.
But I don't trust people anymore.
He even says, even lobotomized Coke bottle ghost voice says,
I'm feeling more like a babysitter than a fiancé.
Producers told him to say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, definitely.
He doesn't know what the word babysitter means. He doesn't know.
That lobotomy was not a good idea.
Was not a good idea. Someone who's getting tired by these, and they needed to plug him in the back. Right, that is a. But
I'm very, very concerned about this.
This is your fault. This is your fault. Because what did you say? How many times have you said, I like Eve?
This is my fault.
And now, I'm sorry.
She was the only one this season who I liked.
I'm not. Come at me, moms in the group, because I don't want to be a bitch that judges a single mother, especially a single mother with a kid that's with different needs. I'm like, want to be so empathetic to that. But this, to me, I'm just like,
and this,
I could not
here's the
leave
thing.
My kid with someone who just got here.
This is not the guy to watch your kid the first week he's here or the first
you don't
he's
even
here.
Know how he interacts with your child. So this is even if my kid was a kid that didn't have special needs, even then I still wouldn't just say you'll be fine. He could be a nice guy, but what if Mohammed gets really fucking angry because Theron doesn't calm down the way he expects? Like, this is how people have babysitters that have fucking shaken baby syndrome.
You have to be trained.
Like, this
is... You have to be trained to take care of a lot of kids with needs like this.
It just feels irresponsible to me.
I had to go through 2 Saturdays of training just to work with children with autism and learning disabilities.
We did like 3 days worth for a week-long summer camp.
But we were never alone with them. And that requires a whole other level of, like, especially if they have problems going to the bathroom. I don't know. If you have kids,
we don't know his ability levels.
Right. If you have kids with disabilities or anything, like, you know that going to the bathroom is a big deal because they have certain bathroom rituals. They have certain things. Well, they will not tell you they need to go to the bathroom.
Maybe he doesn't have that. Maybe he's fine.
Maybe he doesn't. But
wait. Uh-oh. Remember, he does, because he has kidney failure.
Oh, my God.
And every 3 hours,
right.
They have to give him a catheter.
Oh, my God. You're fucking right. So he has to be catheterized.
Are we going to film that on 90 Day Fiancé of, here's how my son has a catheter. Let's talk about it.
She's going to get fucking lobotomy, boy.
Oh, my God. This is your fault for saying we liked
you. Y'all, you've been screaming at us the whole time if you remember the catheter thing.
Wow.
I'm gooped. I'm gooped. What a way to end this show.
Wow.
God. Y'all, Muhammad can't do a bidet. Is he going to be able to do a catheter?
I don't know.
That's the show.
I forgot about
gagged.
That, too. So listen, y'all. Next week when 90 Day Fiancé airs, we're going to be in London. A week from now, we'll be...
Across the pond!
That kind of made my stomach lurch.
Me, too. I'm really nervous.
So we don't know. We're going to... As we remember the VPN fiasco from China and Poodle trying to watch shows...
We will be...
Come at us, sissies.
We will be 11 hours ahead, so hopefully we'll be able to get it done Monday.
But come at us, sissies, who live in Britain. that watch 90 Day Fiancé.
How easy is it?
How do you watch the show?
Yeah.
Because we're going to need to know how we watch this show. Because we'll be in a hotel room together. There might not be a video that week on the $15
tier. We are super needy right now.
But we are completely at the mercy of our sisters.
We are.
So, let us
know. I've been at the mercy before of a sissy.
Oh, wow.
Mostly pinned down like this.
If you... I'm going to just try to talk over that. If you are a
ropes
sissy
of semen,
and we have a meet and greet, fair warning: if you bring your English sissy husband,
oh, especially if he's bearded and thin,
I'm sorry, but
I'm going to knock you out of the way.
if you don't find your husband the next morning because he's been to Fuckingham Palace, then it's not my problem.
A tattoo right there on my shoulder of that.
And it just says, God fuck this queen. All right, everybody. Hopefully we'll see you next week in Britain. So the show schedule is probably going to be all awry next week. We don't know when the fuck. Sissy Christina's going, motherfucker. We just got back on schedule. All right, everybody. Follow us on our Instagram. That's where you get tickets on our Linktree link. Follow us on TikTok, Twitter. Give us a review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. Wherever you listen to this podcast, we greatly appreciate it. We call these people Lonely Arts because that fucking catheter. I'm sorry. How do I end this show? Because aren't we all just looking for love in all the wrong places?
I'm going to bring it around to something better. And y'all... if you're fucking a gay boy who just ejaculates with that last last key change on In Love on Top, and then he like puts it into you, that's a shout back. Stop! Your hair is insane. I'm afraid. Y'all call us. That is a flashback to last episode. And he went, oh, here's the key change.
Up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.